As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, March the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, workable solutions for you when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost, that's BVL like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost at centurytel.net. It's one L in CenturyTel, by the way. CenturyTel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri 65647. Again, that's PO Box 96, Exeter, Missouri 65647. Big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the entire broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All that contact information can be found at our homepage, becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals, commodities, and equities decline. Libya still in unrest. Wow. We'll talk about that. Federal restructuring talks, but can it walk? We'll go there as well. Investors trenching in for the long haul. Yeah, things are getting slow in America. Part 7, trust. Do they deserve our trust, our money, and our future? Well, we'll go there as well. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast, certainly. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but 1 hour ago, found gold trading off $11.30. Yeah, the sea of red ink in the marketplace this morning, off $11.30 at $1,419.80 an ounce. Silver off 70 cents, big move downwards in silver this morning to $35.35. Platinum off 29 bucks, receding from that 1800 mark back down into the $1,776 range, 1776. Kind of like that number this morning for platinum. $1,776 a troy ounce. Palladium off 23 bucks at $767. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Fairly good spread building up here. $1,415.10 for a low. $1,432.50 for a high. Over 15 bucks in there. But at $1,419.80 an ounce, your gold is up year to year $312.10. For a 28.16% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning ran up the little flags and rang their bells, setting the price at $1,424.25. Been trading below that for most of the morning. The SBDR gold shares overnight, no change reported there. Very quiet in the SBDR. They claim to be holding 1,217.30 metric tons, valued on State Street of $56 billion. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for the benefit of all of our audience that was away at the top of the hour news and weather break. Let's go back in our market report one more time. A lot of red ink in the marketplace today across the board. The only thing that's up so far this morning is the USDX, and we'll get to that in a moment. But gold traded off $11.30 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Yes, that was an hour ago. Yes, it was. The only way you're ever going to get a real price, if you want a real price in gold and silver spot and other products like that, is to call your broker. They'll tell you what the price is, and it won't be the prices I'm quoting. These are bullion spot prices off 11:30 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Gold was at $1,419.80. Quite a strong move downwards this morning in gold. Watch it on the charts, www.kitco.com. Silver this morning off 70 cents at $35.35. A lot of synchronicity in the numbers here. Platinum off $29 at $1,776. That's right, $1,776. Palladium off $23 at $767. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,415.10 for the low, $1,432.50 for the high. Again, the SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight. They claim to be holding $56 billion worth of bullion gold. Well, that's in their electronic treasure chest, whether they have it or not. That would be dependent upon an audit, and you'd have to go to England, I believe, to look in their vault. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down one. Very small moves in the equities yesterday. Moved down one, closing 12,213. The NASDAQ was off 14. closing at 27.52, and the S&P 500 closed down, too, at 13.20. Find out more about all that, just type in DJIA, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. You can also type in the Dow Jones Blue Chips and other things like that. Try various different Boolean searches, and you'll find quite a bit of information about them. I don't generally talk about them. I wouldn't necessarily advise anybody to get involved with the stock market. You know, I'm rather bullish on gold. Anyway, crude oil this morning off of $1.63 at $102.75 for the black gold there. It's a light, sweet crude delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma, as it is. $102.75 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light, sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index bumps up 44 basis points. It's at 77.17, and, of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. You know, you go out in the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America with Mexico and Canada and the U.S., and here's the foreign exchange rates for this morning. Canadian loonie, off 53 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.02. The Mexican peso, tack welded as it is to the back of the U.S. dollar, down 11 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro, off 63 basis points at $1.38. The British pound, off 71 basis points at $1.61. And that Swiss franc moves down 51 basis points at $1.07 on the foreign exchange rate marketplace. This morning, the bond market, the two-year treasuries, the U.S. treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, really going to make up a lot of the news today because people are getting sick and tired of it, all right? They are. As these yields continue to go down, the prices continue to go up. Nobody's happy with the bond market, but the two-year yields this morning is at 0.67. The 10-year yield is at 3.45, and the 30-year at 4.60, ho-hum. I mean, look at the difference, you know. You're looking at 28.16% return on your investment in 1 year on gold, and you're out there at 4.60% on a 30-year U.S. Treasury. What would you rather have, the gold in your pocket or U.S. debt? You tell me. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage this morning moves down from 4.31% to 4.11%, 4.11. The 30-year moves down from 5.06% to 4.85%. They're trying to entice people into the mortgage market. Folks aren't coming. The prime rate this morning, they set this one in concrete and walked away. The prime rate at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio moves up a little this morning. It'll take you 40.17 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. In the Econo Day calendar, we find this morning rather active. The international trade is out. Jobs claims is out. Quarterly services survey will be out later. The EIA natural gas report will be out. But we'll go into some of those things. Tomorrow, consumer sentiment will be out. There's consumer sentiment is not doing too good, and retail sales will be out. We'll talk about that tomorrow, along with business inventories. Let's go in and see some of the stuff that's out there. The wholesale trade. All right, here's the report off of Econo Day. Inventories are rising quickly, but not as quickly as sales. What does that tell you? Well, the big box stores are going to the ceiling with stuff, but people aren't there in the marketplace. The results of today's data on the wholesale sector, as well as previously released data on the factory sector, wholesale inventories rose 1.1% in January versus a 3.4% surge in wholesale sales, a mismatch that pulled the wholesale stock-to-sales ratio down 0.2 to a 1.13 reading that indicates inventories are too low. What's all that about? What's all that about? Inventories are too low. The pass-through of high input costs is likely inflating both the inventories and the sales readings to a degree. The pass-through of high input costs. In other words, the more it costs for the manufacturers to make something, they pass that cost through to you. Rare indeed is the commercial person that's going to absorb the deficit. A price effect evident in high rates of month-to-month change for non-durable goods, including petroleum products and groceries. Well, you know that the petroleum products are going up, grocery prices are going up. Everything that you need in life is going to go up, and the things you don't need are going to go down. Previously released factory data show a 1.3% rise in January inventories versus a 1.8% rise for shipments and a 3.1% rise for new orders. Oh, my. Anyway, business inventory report on Friday will include the data on the retail sector and round out the January total. Let's go to the next one. We go to this Econoday website, if you're new to the broadcast. We go to this bit of information here because about 9/10 of all of the economic news that you're going to hear for the balance of the day is going to be based on this. A lot of the moves in the stock market, it's going to all be based on this time and time and time again. But anyway, the EIA petroleum status report, all right? They're looking at 2.5 million barrels crude oil inventory weekly change. Here's the highlight. Very heavy draws in gasoline and distillates led an otherwise mixed petroleum inventory report for the March 4th week. Gasoline inventories drawn down by rising demand along with declining production fell a very steep 5.5 million barrels for the third straight heavy draw. Now, what are we talking about here? Let's look at it again. Draw down by rising demand along with declining production. Well, you know and I know that people aren't out there driving any more than they would, and the trucks aren't on the road out there trying to make deliveries any more than they would. What are they doing? Everybody and their brother is filling up every kettle, every tin can, every plastic jug that they can find with petroleum because they know that it's a good bet that the prices are going up. So if you happen to be a farmer out there and you got 300-gallon tanks and 500-gallon tanks for your gasoline and your diesel for your tractors and your trucks this summer, buy now because the price ain't going to get any cheaper for some time to come.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So over the past couple of years, you know, I do get a lot of email traffic from the listeners, and I surely appreciate it. I look at all the articles and stuff like that, and from time to time when there's something in there that's other than just a bulk email, I'll even respond, especially if you have a question. But you know, over the last couple of years, I've been following this Bloomberg website. I didn't used to do any news at all in my broadcast. I wasn't going to touch it. You know, this stuff is so contrived, it's just unbelievable. But nevertheless, I started following this Bloomberg website for a particular reason. In the first place is that most of them, you know, Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York City, he's got a magazine too. But the reason why I do is because most of this, you know, Michael has put together a huge stable of writers. Most of this stuff is fresh, all right? It's their take. It's their take on what's going down. He's right in New York City. They ought to know. But he's got writers all around that contribute on a regular basis, all right? But very rarely do you ever see an AP story. Very rarely do you ever see a Reuters story. It's their try, their take. And so I've gotten to know a lot of the writers and know which ones I trust and which ones are new and so on and so forth. They've also come up with this collaborative writing thing, and that's right out of the Harvard, you know, Harvard, darling. But in these various and sundry Conaday website reports, we're going to find, like I mentioned before, from the journalist standpoint, you're going to find about 9/10 of what you're going to find in all the rest of the articles. All they do is they go out and they find experts say, they email around, they call their Rolodex, you know, they throw in a little bit of fluff, they bring in a personal interest story, and they build it into daily news, all right? So I just give you the facts, Jack, and you can deal with it as you like. Oil imports rose in the week up to 8.3 million barrels per day, versus 8.0 millions in the prior week, to show no meaningful effect, at least yet, from the shutdown in Libya. All right, we've been saying this over and over again, although we're going to have an article here come up on the news this morning where the Gaddafi man seems to be firing at his own equipment. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but maybe he's trying to keep it out of the hands of the rebels. The insurgents, the rise in imports together with a slowdown in inputs to refineries made for a 2.5 million barrel build in commercial inventories. What's that talk about? That means they've got plenty. They're swimming in it. To 348.9 million, a build underscored by a giant 1.7 million build at the Cushing hub to a record of 40.3 million barrels. They are swimming in a sea of crude. The economy is moving at high prices or not. Consumers and businesses are buying fuel. And again, I underline that. Anybody and everybody that's out there that's got a pot to fill or a window to pitch it out of, they're pouring crude oil into their kettles. And that's the way that is. Let's go to the next one, take a look and see what we got there. International trade. The U.S. trade deficit worsened sharply, and oil had only a small role in it. But in the detail, in imports indicates it may be a response to a healthy demand. It may be, and it may not be. Unexpectedly, they'll say something different next week. The overall U.S. trade deficit in January widened to a $46.3 billion from a revised $40.3 billion. All right? That's quite a widening. That's an additional $6 billion deficit. The January gap came in worse than analysts forecast for a $41.0 billion deficit. And of course, this information came out, and as I've said, the whole market is a sea of red ink this morning. They don't like this news. Exports gained 2.7% following a 2.0 boost the prior month. Imports posted a huge 5.2% increase after rising 2.6% in December. So all the cheap Chinese plastic crap and everything else is flowing into America, and we've only got a few lazy boys to put into the market in exchange. The expansion of the trade deficit was led by non-petroleum goods gap, which grew to $32 billion from $27 billion in December. I wonder what we're sending over to Gaddafi in the region. The petroleum shortfall widened moderately to a $26.7 billion from the $25.5 billion the prior month. Looking at end-use categories for goods, the jump in imports was led by a $4.4 billion spike in industrial supplies. That's right. Handy wipes and spray cleaners from McDonald's. We got a lot of industrial supplies coming in the Dollar General. But only $1.7 billion came from oil imports. Notably, capital goods imports, including autos, jumped $2.1 billion. Wow, we keep in bringing in new cars. You know, the Mini Cooper Countryman is out today. A four-door design by BMW. Might want to take a look at the Mini Cooper Countryman if you're in the market for a $30,000 automobile. And anyway, looking at the end-use categories for goods, the jump in the imports was led by a spike in autos. Anyway, the surge in these imports may be related to meeting expected demand, and this actually would be a positive sign for forward momentum. Of course, we can also say these are the 2011 cars coming in just in time for the spring shopping season. They might be on the lot until the end of summer. Hard to say with these gas prices. By end-use categories, the boost in goods exports was led by a $3.7 billion jump in industrial supplies. So we got all these industrial supplies coming in, $4.4 billion, and then we sent industrial supplies out at $3.7 billion. I guess we kept some of it. But what's that? Repackaging? Made in America? Right. The container, perhaps. Capital goods exports slipped $0.4 billion, largely on lower aircraft shipments. Consumer goods exports edged down $0.6 billion, while food, feeds, and beverages were essentially unchanged. It's still the same food, feed, and beverages we've been fed all along. On a not seasonally adjusted basis, the January figures show surpluses in billions of dollars with Hong Kong, Australia, Singapore, Egypt. Deficits were recorded in billions of dollars with China, OPEC, European Union, Japan, Mexico, Canada, Germany, Nigeria, Venezuela, Ireland, Korea, and Taiwan. And you can see where our money's going. Anyway, that's just about as exciting as it gets. But here's the big news. Jobless claims. You know, we tell you to pay close attention because these numbers are never the same. And they're not. Once again, now listen to this one. Jobless claims, a catch-up from the prior holiday week. A catch-up. Unexpectedly. Caught them by surprise again, didn't it? I told you to expect it. But here, a catch-up from the prior holiday week fed a 26,000 increase in initial jobless claims for the March 5 week to a higher-than-expected level of 397,000. The prior week was revised 3,000 higher to 371,000, they say parenthetically. The gains followed two prior weeks of sharp decreases reflected in the four-week average, which rose only slightly to 392,250. Okay, decreases that rose only slightly. What? A month ago comparison still shows significant improvement of nearly 25,000. The Labor Department noted that a school break in New England, when bus drivers and other personnel are laid off, also increase the claims. That's right, folks. A school break in New England, where bus drivers were laid off and other personnel, impacted the global unemployment figure. They look for anything. It doesn't matter. It could be a flood. It could be a sudden snowstorm. It could be birds dropping out of the sky. Where are those blackbirds when you need them, right? Anything will do. As they say, figures don't lie, but liars oftentimes figure. Today's report will cut short hopes for strong momentum on the jobs front, but not expectations for continued meaningful improvement. Well, and as a result of all of that, the market went south, and it went south in a hurry this morning, but that's the way it goes. Americans in a poll show scant confidence as plurality see a decline. You fool some people some of the times, but you can't fool Americans all the time, and they're not fooled. Mike Dorning and Jonathan Salant writing this for Bloomberg. Only one American in seven has faith a lasting economy, a recovery has taken hold, and a plurality say they are personally worse off than they were 2 years ago. Well, that's it in a nutshell. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Absolutely. Just polishing up my crystal balls over the break there. Now, lots of information going down in the chat room. If you want to jump into the chat room, join the conversation, becomevocallocal.com. N.K. Puddles has given us all the inside scoop on what's going down in Wisconsin. People up there ain't too happy. Oh, my goodness. Will we ever get rid of the National Education Association? Will we ever bust the union on these teachers that got us by the... Anyway, by the wallet. Almost half of the respondents in a Bloomberg national poll conducted on March 4th to 7th believe the U.S. is in a fragile rebound and could fall back into recession. Of course, you'd have to hear the, you know, you'd have to hear the question being posed, and you'd have to know the list that they were referring to. But nevertheless, 4 out of 7 believe that the U.S. is in a fragile, quote-unquote, fragile rebound and could fall back into recession. More than a third of the country believes the U.S. never emerged from the recession. Golly, we're doing a good job in the alternative media. Of course, they don't have to come here. They don't have to listen to this broadcast. They don't have to listen to the alternative media. All they got to do is open their checkbook, and they know the real story. 63% of Americans say the nation is on the wrong track. I'd say so. Compared with 66% who said so in December. Now, I guess some of the people think they got on the right track finally, which was the lowest in the national mood in the 1.5 years the Bloomberg poll has been conducted. All right. People think the country's going down the wrong track to socialism, and I'd have to agree with them. The gloomy outlook contradicts economic data showing an economy on the mend, including 6 quarters of economic growth. Take enough psychotropic drugs and you can believe anything. Almost half of the poll respondents say they're personally worse off than they were 2 years ago. And who would be a better spokesman? when the country was losing 796,000 jobs a month and the economy was shrinking at 4.9% annual rate, the stock market hit its post-financial crisis low 2 years ago yesterday. There seems to be something of a disconnect between what people are feeling and what people are doing, says J. Ann Selzer, who is Des Moines, Iowa-based. Selzer and Company conducted the poll. What, quote, while admitting a recovery has at least started, the public still feels crummy. Crummy. They may not feel it has started for them. Well, then it goes on and talks about the Tea Party people, but who cares, right? Who cares anyway? Home remodeling to rebound in the U.S. as owner confidence improves. Now, we went into remodeling on more than one occasion. You know, if you want to remodel the house, you go in with a respirator, your goggles, a crowbar, and your coveralls, and you just gut the place out. It's oftentimes the fastest and the least expensive route. You can spend hours and hours and hours trying to thread wire to a new outlet someplace. I just take the damn drywall down and start over again. Anyway, owner confidence improves is what they say here. Rebecca, see, home remodeling to rebound in the U.S. as owner confidence improves. Now, owner confidence is a demonstration of selling the blinking blank house and getting out of it. A seller's market. Owner's confidence is not the case. Anyway, Rebecca L. McClay, writing this for Bloomberg, the U.S. home improvement industry is poised for a revival this year. Now, you got to go back and look, if you would, at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, where you'll find Home Depot and Walmart on the list. All right? And so often is the case in Bloomberg articles that this is basically just a plug for some of the favorite companies on the Dow Jones. All right? And so they've rolled these kind of articles out every quarter since I've been reporting news. But here it is. Spending on remodeling probably will rise. It didn't rise, but probably, the forecaster said. But, of course, we'll have to wait until after the fact to find out what unexpected damage happened to it. But spending on remodeling probably will rise, anticipating everyone to rush out and do it, 9.2% to $125.1 billion in the first quarter from $114.6 billion a year earlier. All right? Now, if that's going to be the case, we've got, what, 2 weeks? The first quarter is coming up to an end at the end of March. We're in it now. This is day number 9. And this is day number 10. Spending again on remodeling will probably rise 9.2%. And then, according to a study done by Harvard University, a 13% increase forecast for April through June would be the largest jump in 5 years. Well, let me tell you something. A 25% increase would be big, too. So would a 30%. But will you get the 13%? You see how they write these articles? Coulda, woulda, shoulda, might have been, had have been, would have been. Home improvement retailers are preparing for a spring sales bump. They've got to. If they don't have a spring sales bump, they're going to have a summer sales slump and a fall that's horrible, and they'll go to hell in a handbasket for Christmas. All right? That's the way it works. But again, home improvement retailers are preparing for a spring sales bump as homeowners consider upgrading rather than selling their houses at a discount in a struggling market. I can assure you that if it's a struggling market and you think that the home values are going down, it's a foolish idea to start remodeling. You might want to just hang on, wait for the other 30% of the market to fall out, and don't waste your time painting your house. Just go get a bargain on one of the other nicer homes in a better neighborhood. Location, location, and location. But signs of recovery in the economy are encouraging people to spend money. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't spend money on your house. It ain't portable, honey. Find something a little bit more portable to put your money into. Okay. The signs of recovery in the economy are encouraging people to spend money on work they may have been putting off for years. I suggest put it off for another year, said Paul Zuck, president of the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, a trade group based in Des Plaines, Illinois. Quote, "There's an overwhelming pent-up demand for remodeling. I know, I have the same feeling. I go out in the garage and fondle my paintbrushes on a regular basis." All right, Zuck said. Capital Improvements, his Allen, Texas-based company, lined up about $800,000 in projects for the first 2 months of the year, more than its total sales for 2010. So he's a small-timer, $800,000. Well, but if he had eight $100,000 remodel projects, that would be eight jobs. If he had 16 of them for $50,000 a pop, that would be some nice kitchens. If he had 32 of them lined up for kitchens and baths, you know, small-timer. Four guys could whip that out. Anyway, spending on renovations may increase 3.5% annually through 2015, according to the Harvard Center. Spending on renovations may increase. Let's go on a little further here. New owners of discounted, underline this now, foreclosed properties and a tax credit for energy-efficient windows and modifications will help drive remodeling demand. So there are people out there that have fallen for the green energy, four-star energy-rated products. They'll get new windows. Maybe they'll put in a heat pump at a great loss. At a great loss. It'll take years to capitalize that investment. But anyway, the key part of this is the new owners of discounted and foreclosed properties. Yeah, there you go. You bought a foreclosure, nicer house in a different neighborhood. You plan to stay there for a while. You got yourself maybe a decent mortgage. Did you? Did you get the whole thing? Did you see the note? Anyway. Yeah, in that case, if you just moved, sure, spruce it up. Why not? You just bought it. The Residential Remodeling Index by Asheville, North Carolina-based BuildFacts showed demand for remodeling rose 18% in December and continues. Home Depot and Lowe's, the largest U.S. home improvement retailers, said they plan to hire additional seasonal workers during the next few months. So, you know, watch that as it happens. Anyway, here's a little bit more. Wealthy U.S. individuals finance commercial property for yield. All right, so we've got the pent-up demand amongst the homeowners, people buying foreclosed and distressed property, moving in, moving left, moving laterally inside the residential market. But now we've got this other phenomenon happening here. All right, wealthy U.S. individuals finance commercial property for yield. This by Margaret Collins and Ashrat Carmel. Where she's from, or he's from. When Sumit Parekh, I don't know, he might wear a robe on the streets of America. I don't know. Sumit Parekh, I wonder if he has a pet Brahma bull someplace in his background, bought a retail property in Manhattan's Tribeca, T-R-I, capital B-E, that's Tribe, C-A, Tribeca neighborhood. I think I'd walk around that one. In January, individual investors provided about a quarter of the financing. Right? So what are they doing? They're going and they're buying up these buildings. All right? Industrial or commercial buildings. And they're saying, commercial property. And that's a good idea. You can pool together. You can build yourself a trust and go in and pick up some of this distressed property. Morgan Stanley put up a little more than half of the $6 million purchase price. Parekh contributed about $1.25 million. He got the rest from wealthy investors who contributed increments of $100,000 to $625,000 in hopes of a 10% annual return and a portion of the building's appreciation. Well, got about 31% to go yet. I hope Parekh is well capitalized. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so just kind of kicking around inside of the news basket here. I've got so many on the browser I'd like to talk about. We're not going to have time for them all. I want to go into trust in the second hour once again. But let's continue just a little bit further and look at this article, all right? So we saw this great pent-up demand for remodeling being floated on behalf of Home Depot by Bloomberg. I don't know how much you got paid for that inclusion in the article. But now they're talking about high-net-worth individuals investing billions in commercial real estate. Well, this is foreign direct investment. Our people around the planet would like to turn some of their treasuries back into something, and so they're looking at capitalizing their investment while collateralizing their investment, and why wouldn't they? So would you. But again, high net worth individuals invested $2.1 billion in commercial real estate last year, up from $579 million in 2009. That's quite a leap. According to Real Capital Analytics, a New York-based research firm, last year accounting for a 32% of deals that they were involved in, according to Real Capital, which has tracked more than $5 trillion in global sales transactions since 2001. I guess they would be a good expert, say. Quote, commercial property looks damn attractive versus other asset classes right now, close quote, said Dan Fasillo, managing director at Real Capital. Quote, everyone's looking for some form of inflation protection. Listen, they're buying gold, they're buying oil, or you can buy property. It has inflation protection characteristics, plus it gives you a check every month. And there's truth to that. It does give you a capital, you know, return on your investment on a monthly basis. The only way that you get capital return on your investment with gold is to sell it. All right? Real estate will send you a rent check if you got a good piece and you've got it set up properly. Prices for commercial property have dropped 42% since their peak in October of 2007 through December. According to the Moody's Real Commercial Property Price Index, the index posted gains in 3 of the last 4 months, blah, blah, blah. It goes on, demand for apartment buildings has risen as the foreclosure crisis has forced more people to rent and the children of baby boomers to move from college dorms and their parents' basements to their first residences. rents climbed 4.3% in the last months, 3 months of 2010, the most since the third quarter of 2006. I guess it's time to raise the rent by 4.3%. According to Dallas research firm Axiometrics, while U.S. homeownership rates in December remained at a 10-year low, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. So a lot of people are looking at these apartment buildings. You got one roof, you got one foundation, you got one water system, one plumbing system, and a whole lot more faces and happy hands to hand you money on the first of the month. There's a lot more equity that wants to get into the real estate market, particularly from high net worth individuals. Of course, this is the top 1%ers again, who want the higher returns without the onus of managing a property, said Robert Knuckle, chairman of the New York-based commercial property brokerage Massey Knuckle Realty Services. Quote, they don't want to get a call at 4 o'clock in the morning that something is broken or there's a fire or a toilet is stuffed up, Knuckle said. I know that there's an entire class of people that if your toilet was stuffed up, they'd rather burn the building with Jewish fire than to go and put their hand in your toilet. Low yields on other investments are driving investors to real estate. Ever tried to find a Jewish plumber, by the way? Look at what your options are. Are you going to buy a CD and get 50 basis points on your money? Or buy a 10-year treasury and get a 3.46 return, he said? No. Absolutely not. Let's go to the next article. I'm certainly not going to do that. So that's to keep in mind. Gross, we heard about Bill Gross. Gross dumping treasuries leads managers calling the rallies in. Been around there a couple of hours now. Came out yesterday. Sri Vidya Bhaktavadasalam. This dude definitely has a Brahma cow somewhere in his background. Bill Gross has dumped all treasuries from the world's biggest mutual fund. Warren Buffett is shifting to shorter-term debt. Swiss reinsurance company is boosting equities and corporate bonds. We need to go any further. People don't want U.S. debt, folks. Some of the biggest private investors in the bond market, these are the bonds. We talk about them every morning. This year, this morning, the two-year yield is at 0.67, the 10 at 3.45, and the 30 at 4.6. So some of the biggest private investors in the bond market, from fund managers to insurers and pensions, are preparing for an end to three decades of the Treasury rally. As interest rates near zero and unprecedented spending by the U.S. government and the central bank threaten to fuel inflation. Their strategy ranged from reducing the longest debt holdings, the longest dated holdings, that gets rid of the 30 years, and shifting to higher yielding corporate debt to investing in stocks, commodities like gold, and non-U.S. bonds, and even holding cash. Just give me the damn paper. I'll put it in a safe deposit box someplace. Spend it as fast as I can. U.S. government bonds are not a safe haven, said Jimmy Rogers, part of the Illuminati, I believe. The global investor who predicted the 2007-2009 housing market crash said in an interview from Singapore, quote, I cannot conceive of lending money to the U.S. government for 30 years. Of course, you know, I've been saying this for 2 years on the air myself. I think anybody that invests in U.S. debt is something short of a full load. Let's jump over here and take a look at what's happening. Kuwait says the GCC is to set up $10 billion fund for Oman and Bahrain. All right, so where's Oman? Anybody know? Show of hands? Geography lesson. Where's Yemen? Yo, man, get down. Where's Oman? Is there more than one Yemen Republic, or are there two? Where's Bahrain? Well, we're going all the way around the Saudi Peninsula, all right? Kuwait is down at the end of the Reed Sea, and then it comes right out of Yemen is down there at the bottom of the Reed Sea, and it wraps around and it goes into Oman, then it goes up past Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, then it goes past Qatar and into Bahrain, all right? The Gulf Cooperation Council, that's your GCC, plans to set up a fund worth more than $10 billion. Kuwait's foreign minister said to help the rulers of Bahrain and Oman appease popular protest movements. These guys are getting a little bit sweaty in their palms in the tent. The announcement will be made today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where ministers from the Six Nation Bloc are meeting. Sheikh Mohammed al-Sabah said in an interview, he declined to give any further details. Protesters in Oman and Bahrain are calling for free elections, more housing, and jobs. That's what they're going to get, too. They're going to get free elections with the Diebold electronic voting machines, more housing, tenement slums, and jobs that pay nothing annually, echoing popular movements that have swept the region in the past few months and unseated longtime rulers in Tunisia and Egypt. Anyway, it goes on, goes on, goes on, goes on. Let's see if I can drop down. I want to get this one place. Here it is. Oman Sultan Qaboos told the government to hire 50,000 Omanis and pay 150 rials. Folks, that's $390 a month to job seekers. Well, I guess that'd be all right. $400 a month, like $390 if you had free housing, the completely socialized economy. I guess you could get along with that. But notice, the government's going to hire 50,000 Omanis. What are they going to do? Hire them to do what? Well, let's find out a little bit more. Saudi Arabia, the largest GCC economy, has also taken steps to avert protests by spreading to the kingdom, pledging more than $30 billion of spending to build homes, create jobs, and increase Social Security payments. Saudi opposition supporters have called for a day of rage, that'll be tomorrow, to demand a constitutional monarchy and free elections. How is the government going to do this? I mean, they're just taking money out of their treasure chest, and they're handing it to the people. Gaddafi strikes oil targets as Libya's east-west split hardens. Now, this is an interesting update. Ola Galal and Zain Abdel Fattah, wow, Muammar Gaddafi's forces resumed airstrikes on oil hubs in the central area of Libya. It's like shooting yourself in the foot. Coastline that marked the east-west dividing line in the nation's civil war as the U.S. and its allies discussed how to intervene. Libyan planes dropped bombs near the Ras Lanuf refinery and a building of the Libyan Emirates Oil Refining Company today. Now notice they said Libyan planes dropped bombs near the Ras Lanuf refinery and near a building. Didn't hit them. The nation's largest oil terminal at the port of Sidra was hit in an attack yesterday. Now, did it get hit in an attack yesterday or not? Has there been any cessation in shipping of their light sweet crude to Europe? Question mark. Continuing, fighting is intensified this week as Gaddafi has sought to turn back the rebels' advance from Ras Lanuf. Oil prices have risen, so on and so forth. More than 400 people killed, 2,000 wounded. Well, that's what's going on. But they say Gaddafi's going to hang on. I don't know whether he can hold the country, but I'm sure the insurgents aren't going to take him. Well, there's that.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. 800-981-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Just getting in the swing for our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. If you missed the first hour, it's all about news, 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 and more news. All the news that's fit to print, right? Anyway, talking about that, we're going to continue for a minute more now with some more news, and then we're going to go back into trust and continue our study of trust. Just what are they, and why are they important to us? Are they worth staking our futures on, our finances, etc.? Obama said to direct the overhaul of U.S. government trade agencies. That's right. Kate Anderson Brower and Hans Nichols writing this for Bloomberg. Barry the Usurper will direct his administration as soon as tomorrow to develop a plan to reshape the federal government that may include folding the U.S. Trade Representative's office into the Commerce Department, abolishing some agencies, and reducing the workforce. People familiar with the process said, as soon as tomorrow, could be happening tomorrow. Actually, that's today. This was written on the 9th. That would be today. Maybe we'll see it happen. Maybe we won't. Here's the quote. The U.S. needs to learn from other countries. Oh, my God. Said Jitender Kohli, K-O-H-L-I. I guess we're going to learn from Israel on this one. Author of a report the administration is studying on the reorganization by the Center for American Progress, a Washington-based research group led by the Rockefellers. No, led by the usurper's advisor, John Podesta. Oh, John Podesta in the news again. The usurper is facing Republican demands that he limit the size of government by stripping away layers of bureaucracy. Peeling back the onion in newspeak. Making the efficiency of trade agencies a top priority may also help facilitate the president's goal of doubling U.S. exports over the coming years to boost the economy. You have to double production to do that, Barry, but don't anybody tell him while he's on his high. Obama tapped Jeffrey Zients. My God, where's the Smiths when you need them? Zients, you figure it out. Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget to lead the reorganization. You don't want to be real careful about this reorganization and modernization stuff. You know, we've learned all this from Vicki Davis. Zients and a group of aides, including the usurper's staff secretary, Lisa Brown, have been charged with streamlining the 12 agencies involved in exports and the enforcement of trade agreements, like NAFTA and GATT, APEC, and all the rest of them. Collapsing the dozen agencies into a single unit may result in the firing of some mid-level managers, including technology officers, one person said. All right? Efficiency. That's what it's all about here. Efficiency. Letting the computers do the work. Get the manpower out of the way. Costing taxpayers billion. The Center for American Progress report recommends moving agencies from the Commerce Department into other departments, including shifting the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as NOAA, to a small island offshore. Well, no, they're not going to move it there. They're going to move it into another department, into the Interior Department. The center also recommended moving the U.S. Census Bureau and the Bureau of Economic Analysis to Moscow. No, they're not going to move it there. They're going to move it into the Commerce Department to a new U.S. statistical agency. That's the ticket. Put a new name on it. Build a new office building. The administration has been discussing with business executives, former U.S. trade representatives, and members of Congress to get their input probably invited the Koch brothers over for breakfast. The effort comes in the wake of a report by the Government Accountability Office that found 34 broad areas of duplication in the federal government. Well, maybe if they'll keep looking, they'll find 2,000 more. We'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So this is a lengthy article all about the reorganization of government. You know, it's just one of those articles, lengthy as they are. The administration has been having discussions with business executives, former U.S. trade representatives, and members of Congress, blah, blah, blah. All right? Didn't ask you. Didn't ask me. But the White House Communications Director, Dan Pfeiffer, said in announcing Zient's appointment, the federal government is stuck in the age of black and white television while we're all competing in the age of the iPad. Well, there's some real estate that could be sold off and just get rid of them. And get rid of them all. You know, get rid of them all. We don't need the federal government anymore. What a wart on the back of the human populace. Obama lacks economic strategy in a poll seeing Republicans worse. This by John McCormick. Do a little bit more news here. Americans say Barry the Usurper lacks an effective strategy for improving the U.S. economy. They're not listening to the Americans, however. They have much less confidence in the Republican vision for success. I guess the Tea Party ain't going to bail them out either. By a margin of 51% to 40%, a Bloomberg national poll shows Americans lack the right formula for long-term growth, a goal he presented in his State of the Union address with the phrase, win the future. Why do people hang on those words? They pick apart these little PR breaks, and then they think that this means something. It's not a strategy. This is just fluff. Here we go. Quote, he was promising change, close quote, says poll participant Jessica Wolf, who's 20 years old. She's 20 years old, folks. Front page news here. This is making the news. 20-year-old Jessica Wolf, who attends Ivy Tech Community College in Lafayette. Who the hell cares? Well, let's go on down further. Quote, the challenge for 2012 is to connect. I mean, how many other students could they have talked to? Are they polling the students? 18, 19, 20-year-old? I mean, at 20 years old, everything still looks great, man. The whole world is right out there. You haven't even gone bankrupt yet or gotten divorced. The challenge for 2012 is to connect every policy and position to what it means for jobs, said Ann Seltzer. Wow. Quote, right now the public shows little confidence the president has forged that connection, but they show even less confidence in any vision the Republicans have conveyed at this point. And then it goes on and talks about more spending. Well, that's where it's going. Colonies Barack, not our Barack, not our colonies Barack, but colonies Barack, seems to be of the same milk, says U.S. actions prevented distressed party. All right, Bloomberg News. Headline article there. Jason Kelly, Corey Johnson, and Emily Chang collaboratively writing for Bloomberg yesterday. Actions by the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve in the wake of financial crisis diminished opportunities for distressed investors to make deals, Colony Capital LLC Chairman Thomas Barack says. Quote, we sent invitations to a gigantic party and nobody came. Close quote. Barack said in an interview yesterday on Bloomberg TV's Bloomberg's West. Quote, the government allowed banks to slowly and in an orderly way work out what we'd all anticipated was the $3 trillion tsunami. So much for that. I guess they're going to have to deal with the real world. They thought they were going to get away with the steal, and they are just having to wind up with the leftovers at the end of the banquet here. So we'll see what happens with all of that. The last article here, the usurper said a direct overhaul of U.S. government trade agencies. Now, this article is relatively lengthy, and there are several that I've shared that are exceedingly lengthy and well worth your read. But this one is a rather long article and has a lot more in it than we're going to cover today. But again, Barry the Usurper will direct his administration as soon as tomorrow to develop a plan. This is the longer version of the prior. The U.S. needs to learn from other countries, and it continues. Obama is facing Republican demands that he limit the size of the government by stripping away layers of bureaucracy, costing taxpayers billions. I'm just going to give you the others. Black and white TV, all of that's left in there. Leave the USTR alone. No hippos. We're woefully short, frankly, on the investigative side. Blah, blah, blah. Continuing. Steelworker strike. Unions importing tires from China. Blah, blah, blah. But to try and build a huge agency which would only reflect what commerce is today would not be very effective. So they're having a lot of debate. They get in there and they want to start moving things around and changing the furniture. That's all they're doing, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Will it be of any effect in the long term? Not likely. They're not going to be able to correct this by administrative alteration, changing where someone sits, what kiosk they're in, what cubicle they have, or giving people new business cards and titles isn't going to whip this dog at all. Talked yesterday about the burgeoning trusts right out of our America Past and Present, Divine Bean or Breen, Fridrickson and Williams textbook. There's a really interesting political cartoon in here. It shows the Statue of Liberty, and it's all covered up in signs. It's all made out of signs, many signs, but sometimes these political cartoons are far more revealing than the articles. As early as 1886, cartoonist Thomas Nast, N-A-S-T, Thomas Nast, 1886 cartoonist, attacked trusts. Trusts. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can't fool all the people all the time. And sometimes the political cartoonists have their fingertips on closer to the heartbeat than others. Here, the people's welfare is sinking as the Statue of Liberty is defaced. So the little island, Liberty Island, there is sinking, all right? And the Statue of Liberty is completely covered up in signs. There's the one at the top, if I can get some of these. The home of the trusts and the land of the plutocrat. 1886. I'm just going to share with you some of the captions on this Statue of Liberty. Then there's the Iron Trust. And then there's trusts that are little pieces of paper trusts that are spiked, pushed down on all the spikes on the Statue of Liberty's head here. The steel truss is underneath her armpit. Trusts on all. The necessaries of life is death. Trusts on all. The necessaries of life is death to the masses. Interesting phrase, huh? Here's another one. Then there's the clothing trust. Then there's the sugar trust. Then there's the salt trust. Then there's the gas trust. Then there is the something with an L-A-N trust. Then there's the cotton trust, the tea trust, the bread trust, the tin can trust, the lumber trust, the Standard Oil trust, the U.S. Liberty Monster Trust. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people, sinking into the harbor there. Very interesting. It has a skeleton in a reverse shadow underneath the Statue of Liberty going into the water. Very interesting and revealing the sentiment probably reflected by the people on the street as these burgeoning trusts started to emerge. Let's go into Gustavus Myers a little bit here and pick up with some of this. Here's a quotation, inside a quotation. In his speech in the United States Senate, he gave this narrative. And what we're talking about here is Senator La Follette. Some of you may remember who La Follette is. Maybe I should start earlier. These men made much noise in the financial world and dashed around with prodigious belief in their invincibility. They were vaunted as great financiers, doubtless inflated by their own success. They esteemed themselves so and judged themselves fully able to cope with the great magnates, like Timmy Geithner, Benjamin Shlomo Bernanke, Robert Rubin, Lloyd Blankfein, Jamie Dimon, and all the rest of them. Pick this up right after the break. I think you'll find it interesting.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water.
They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And the telephone lamp is lit. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Let's jump out to Montana and speak with Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks.
Good. Fantastic.
I had an idea of one of them political cartoons when Reagan was in office. It was have him eating a whole bunch of jelly beans while atom bombs were going off all around him and everything like that, and he's just worried about his jelly beans.
Yeah, the jelly bellies, and you know, strawberries, my favorite.
I remember that time. That's all he ever talked about, what jelly beans he was eating, and like everything's going wacky. You know, it's the same old stuff all the time. Hey, I was thinking. I seen this thing, you were talking about, you know, like the upcoming 2012 election and everything. It made me think of Newt Gingrich, man. I seen him on this show, and they asked him, you know, why'd you, you know, turn your back on your wife when she had cancer and everything while you were going after Clinton because he was messing around with some babe in the office. And he said that he cheated on his wife that had cancer because he loved the country so much. I couldn't believe my ears. This is a perfect example that these guys are mentally crazy, like, they've been in politics so long that they lost grip with reality, that they're talking like Nazis now, that they turned their back on their wife that had cancer because they loved their country. I couldn't believe my ears. This is a perfect example why the people should step forward and save these people and say that you cannot make a career out of government. You cannot make a career out of politics because you're going to hurt yourself. These guys forget that the country is made up of families. And he turned his back on his family. That means he'll turn his back on his country because his families make up a country. And if we don't save the family and make sure that the dad and the mom could get jobs so that they could raise a good family and spend time with their family and educate their family the right way, that we are lost. And we have to save these politicians from themselves. We have many good people that could do the job just as good as the ones that stay in for 40 years. We cannot allow these guys to hurt themselves. The people should step forward in the name of morality and save their mental health, save their family, save their country by only giving them 8 years. And then their roots of corruption can't reach so deep either. That's the great other part of term limits.
Let me jump in on the term limits thing because you've got a good point. But there's another nasty side of term limits. Okay, and this is something that if you've ever served in a service club or a group or an organization, you understand what I'm about to say even clearer. And that is that you go through and you sit in all the chairs. You can come into a group or an organization, maybe just as a general member, and then you can come in and sit as a secretary, and then as the treasurer, then as a vice president, then as the president, then the chairman of the board, and then as a general board member, and then perhaps as a preferred stockholder in the corporation. In the process, even if you had term limits, let's say of 4 years or 2 years for each of these various office holders, they could still wind up spending their entire life inside the system. And people like Newt Gingrich and Dick Cheney, you know, they come in very early in life. They're groomed in school to be in politics. They start locally in their local political organizations. They come up in local government. Then they move from local government to county government to state government to federal government, and then eventually
We have to come up with a system that prevents that from happening.
That is truly one of the great dilemmas in the whole concept of a limited representative system of government.
That's not what America's about, man. We're against nobility. We're against monarchs. We're against tyranny, and that's the way tyranny exists, and that's the way it starts, and that's where we should start right there. Stop that from happening, and I think this country would be a lot better.
Well, here's another aspect in this, too, is as you go through and you sit in these various offices, as you are an office holder, each of those offices oftentimes will have like a retirement program or a pension program. So you might serve as a state representative for 4 years. You get your pension there. Then you go to the county and you serve as a county commissioner for 4 or 8 years. You get a pension there. Then you go off and you serve in some other capacity and pick up a pension there. These guys are just stacking them up and stacking them up. Now, one possibility would be to say that, you know, if you've ever held a public office at any other time, you're not eligible to run again. You know, I mean, that's bold. That would be huge. But it's a double-edged sword, Dave, because sometimes you do something like that, you bring that kind of legislation into place, you can actually block out the good guys. I mean, not everybody is wicked and you know, sold their soul.
But I think there's plenty of good guys. There's plenty of good guys. I think we could get around it like this. Like, everybody gets a little, I could run for office pass. And that pass is registered. And once you use it, you can't use that thing again for 8 years on nothing that's involved in the government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, they do that right now. And the way that they do that right now, Dave, is that they'll serve a term or two in Congress. Then they'll go to Monsanto. Then they'll go to one of the Federal Reserve banks or some other bank like Goldman Sachs. And then they'll come back in as an appointed person or work in one of the agencies, not even an elected office. So we have a real problem here. It's a horrible, horrible system. And it needs complete, like I like to say, Operation Clean Sweep. We need to go up to the very attic, you know, get our broom, and we need to start sweeping it from all the way down to the foundation, sweep all the crap outside, load it in a dumpster, and start over fresh. We really do.
Yep.
But I think your sentiment about the family is absolutely important. You know, we can be no more moral. Our government's not likely to be any more moral than we, the people, are. You know, and we keep doing the butcher mill with the abortion as an excuse for birth control. We continue to
allow for the party. Everything's for the party now.
They became
the same monster that follows the same master, and it's been going on for 120 years. The oil, Standard Oil, the oil industry is the thousand-headed monster that everybody believes in because they were brainwashed in that, okay, the world is oil-based, we need the oil. The oil industry's throat should be ripped out from it, and the people should control the oil, because if we're so indebted to this oil and so needy of it, the money that it creates should go back to the people that make it rich. Because
absolutely, it's our natural... It's our natural resources, Dave, and you're absolutely right. We're coming up on a break. But in Missouri, the state motto is...
Love your show, man. I'll listen all fair.
Okay, bud. Thanks so much. But in Missouri, we have a state motto, and it's Salus Populi Suprema Lex Esto. Salus Populi Suprema Lex Esto. It's an interesting study in Latin, but it basically is the wealth or the common weal of the people. The weal of the people is the supreme law. We could apply that in many applications. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we are back once again, and yeah, the ideas that Dave put out there, I mean, we could just go on for an hour on that alone. He's always such a great call. He's got some good insight. And absolutely, and I mean, if we the people are in our own lives deficient, we cannot expect anything less than deficiency in our government. And I mean, that's just the way it is. It's like we like to say here, you know, you need to know, first of all, who you are, and that's a heck of a question. And second, you need to ask yourself, whose are you? Who am I and whose am I? And if you can actually answer those two questions, and I've been struggling philosophically for that answer for years, but when and if you can ever get to an understanding of who you are and whose you are, you know, then maybe then we're ready to start, you know, judging and moving on. But if everyone in America would just set aside a few minutes, at least a day or a week to work on that one, I don't know, maybe we could start to see some kind of turnaround, but there's so much to it. I mean, tell you, this is an extremely complicated system. They knew it was going to be complicated in the beginning. Thomas Paine, I've shared the quote before, They knew that this was not going to be able to be a provincial system. It wasn't going to be possible to be in run democracies. Any of the colonies were just too big for that. A democracy really is best done when you can have something like the Parthenon or someplace where all of the senators can come and sit and talk in their robes, you know. But they knew that with a continental system like this, that eventually running this one was going to be a big challenge, which is why they set it up as a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. But there's lots more that's laying back in the wings that we still need to discover. And for that, let's go over here, jump to this, and go to Australia and visit with Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Will. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing really well, and great stuff that that Dave brought up. You've got your finger on another part of the puzzle, too. You know, we think about it from the standpoint of life, liberty, and property, but property ownership and property holding has been so occulted and clouded over the centuries by, you know, the super concentration of wealth in fewer and fewer hands that today you could probably fit all of the property owners of the world in a teacup. What do you have on that?
Absolutely, Will. Now, this is for the ladies and gentlemen that don't think that our higher powers are trying to grab land. That's exactly what they're doing. And Dave in Montana had a really good point. Number one, he was talking about prevention, so we can prevent them from doing this. And also, he was talking about how we shouldn't really be under a monarch. As you know, Will, we're under the monarchy here in Australia, Canada under the monarchy, New Zealand. All of these places should not be under a monarch. This is a century-old idea and should be abolished as far as I'm concerned. We are in the year 2011, and here we are under a monarch, for God's sakes. Now, I came across an article from news.com.au, and it really sort of it took me by surprise. It says, Nicole Kidman's family has largest private non-monarchical non-state land holding on earth. Now, that took me by surprise as it was. I thought, that's just amazing. It says Kidman's relatives are reportedly among the largest landowners on the planet, researchers believe. Now, they come in as number eight, Will. They come in as number eight on the list of the largest landowners. Now, of course, the number one in the landowners is the Queen. Now, get this. This is amazing. It says, topping the list, according to the research published in New Statesman, and it's got a website there, New Statesman magazine, is the Queen, who nationally owns the 6.6 billion acres of the Commonwealth in 32 countries. Now, I want to know which countries these are and how in hell she came to own 6.6 billion acres.
Well, now, let me jump in just for a second. Let's find out about a little bit how one could own 6 billion acres, 32 billion acres, 100 billion, or the whole planet. There is a concept known as discovery. Now, I'll back up a little bit and put it in layman's terms. And that is, there's three ways that you can acquire property in this world. One of them, somebody can give it to you, so it could be a gift or a grant, right? Number two, you could marry into it. That's another way to get it. You can marry into the family. And the third way is you can conquer it through conquest. And so when Cristobal Colum, you know, overcome his fear and using his brother's Bartholomew's maps and whatnot, and with the blessing of those little caravel vessels that were able to make headway sailing directly into the wind, he was actually able to just go simply across the ocean, the Atlantic, and boink, run into a piece of ground. Well, that was going to happen. You know it is. Anyway, so he gets here, and he gets his boots all polished, rows ashore in the longboat, steps out onto the sand there, looking up and down, seeing all these bodacious babes running up and down without clothes on. He's got his little standard, and he sticks it in the ground, and he says, "Oh, I proclaim this land for Isabel and Ferdinand. Boys, get after it." And they went to it, you know? And so you can do it through discovery. Just because you're the first Christian person there, you can say, "Hey, we own all this now. You're all now going to be subjects of the crown and parliament assembled. You're now all subject to the Pope. And we're here with a lot of papal bull to spread around, and you people are going to have to deal with it." All right? And so we did that. And we did that here in this continent. And the Queen has done it all over the planet. And if you look at the United Nations and all of that, you know, when they divested themselves in all these little countries like Togo and Lesotho and all the other possessions that the crown has had for years, when they did that, and it's not just the Queen of England, you know, the Denmark, all the black nobility of Europe, they all have the same problem, you know. But this is how it's done, Sean. They just say that it's mine, and I claim it. Now, what is the deal with conquest? The only way they can continue to hold it by conquest is if they can hold it. Possession being nine-tenths of the law, well, we're standing on this land, and if the queen wants to come over here with her bloody voice to take it back, come on, we're waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking about the Pope, Will, he's number three on the list. Can you believe that? He's number three out of 10. At first the Queen, then it's number two, King Fahd of Saudi Arabia. And you've got the Pope, then you've got King Mohammed of Morocco, King, and it goes on and on and on. But the thing is, this just shows how they are, this is all about land grab, you know, this sustainability idea, rah, rah, rah. It's all a part of it. And the Queen, as you said, that they've basically taken over and just said, this is mine. Is it any wonder, Will, is it any wonder that we aren't allowed to take wood off the side of the road? It's because she owns it.
Yeah, it's her wood. Hell? It's her wood. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, this is a real problem. So how then do we go about turning this around? I mean, okay, so like I said, you know, okay, Ferdinand and Isabella, you know, and I've got my salute in the air to you, all right? And so if you want this land, come on, you know. But it's the same thing going on right now. The United States has got its military in, what, 130 countries, some 700 bases around the world. All right, now we come in and we're going to provide a little bit of relief here for Gaddafi, do a little bit of air cover for him, and we're going to come in there. But as soon as we come in and we stand in there, we raise our flag, now it's ours. This is now federal territory. And so we're going to have to come up to some concept of being able to withdraw from these countries and give their lands back. Just the other day, yesterday, I read the article about the United States military is helping to develop now all of the natural resources in Afghanistan, which was the intent all along. So we need to get out of Afghanistan and hand it back to them, all right, and let them have it. We need to stay out of Iran, let them have it, and keep that going. We need to negotiate, you know, wherever we need to negotiate, but we're going to need to back off. Or we'll just have to continue to live with these divine right of kings, these dominionists, jackboot on our throat forever.
Yes, indeed. Now, one of the interesting things I will say, and then I'll get going, Will, because I know you have a busy schedule on the show there, is that this article has disappeared off news.com.au since it first came up, which is very strange because in the entire time I've known about news.com.au, they've never taken an article down that I have seen. All of a sudden, this disappeared. Do you think it was the Kidmans that actually called to have it taken down, or do you think it was the Queen? Now, that makes me wonder. Because if you look at it in a broad sense, you're just struck in the head. It's like, what the hell? To put it in different understanding for people, when you say, okay, the Queen owns 6.6 billion acres of the Commonwealth in 32 countries, that's one way of looking at it. But let's take a look at it this way, Will. In total, her holdings account for 18.3% of all land on the planet.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. And I'll just say this before I go, Will. This is no different to becoming vocal local. The reasons we should become vocal local is because the council, it seems, our governments, it seems, just think that they can just go onto any property whatsoever, put up a flag, just as you said, just as the Queen did, just as the Pope has, put up a flag on any part of property and say, well, that's ours now. That's council land. So
exactly.
We really have to start finding solutions to stop this from happening. And I thank you for taking my call, Will.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Sean. Always a great call, and I appreciate your due calling in. And, folks, the number is still 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do so. But we do have a problem here. The Crown and Parliament assembled in England, from my research in Blackstone's commentaries and in the Sir Edward Coke's Coke on Littleton, etc., and studies of the common law, etc. Basically, the way that it goes down is that no one in England can hold a higher title to land than the Crown. All right, nobody. All right, so you always get your title in fee. You can have a fee simple title. Now, you can have fee simple absolute. And that is basically in, I believe, if I have it right, in personam or in rem. You hold it against the entire world. But most of us just hold it against other men. And we can't ever defeat the state in any of this. So we'll pick it up right there. Much more to come. Stay tuned. Last segment. Great day.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down.
I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So I suppose we'll pick up our discussion a little further tomorrow on trust. You know, I'm never averse to doing that. I don't care about a 10-part series or a 20-part series or a 30-part series. If it's important to look at it, we'll look at it. We'll take as much time as necessary and thoroughly as possible. But, you know, there are a lot of good stuff that's been brought out in the last hour. And certainly when we look at land holdings, as I was trying to stumble through quickly on the last segment, this concept of, you know, the difference between having a fee simple, a warranty deed, how you hold your property is everything. What kind of title you have, registering your land. All of this stuff is the language of slavery. Speaking of slavery, came across in a video, one of our listeners emailed it to me over the weekend or during the week, on white slavery. You might just type that in YouTube, white slavery, and see what comes up for you. But, you know, let's go back a little bit and think about things, think it through a little bit more carefully. You know, whites have been slaves from the time of the Greeks forward. White slavery has always been around. That's just the way it is. And so, I mean, we can all wring our handkerchiefs over slavery, but like the Holocaust, the chattel slavery of the South is often misconstrued and certainly overblown. But go back to Robert Owen, for instance. Okay, Robert Owen, everybody know the Owenites? The rise of the Industrial Revolution. I mean, we're talking about trusts, and this is where it all starts. You know, the rise of the Industrial Revolution. Go back to the idea of the original spinning mills, the spinning jennies and things like that. And the creation of, you know, King Steam coming on slowly, water power mills and things like that. Taking it even further back, the rise of mercantilism, the artisans and the trade guilds and all of that. But Robert Owen's a bit of a study in himself. And if you look at Scotland and the Scottish Highlands, and we talk about the Rewilding of America map that Dr. Michael Kaufman was able to present on the floor of Congress and stop their adoption of that wildlands project. But if you look at that Rewilding of America and think about it from the standpoint of rewilding Scotland and all of the horrors that were visited upon Ireland, all right? You can like him or you can hate him. You can think he's great or you can think he's not. But Cromwell was nobody's friend, all right? Remember the struggle between the Roundheads and the Cavaliers. This whole idea about the Whigs and the Tories, all of that. The whole idea of philosophical radicalism, the great transformation that came in with John Stuart Mill, James Mill, his father, also Jeremy Bentham, John Austin, and that bunch, okay, in England. So much of that, the social safety nets and the unions and all that, you can point back to the beginning, the rise of philosophical radicalism. The idea of the happiness principle, the greatest happiness, you know, principle. That's beneficence. It's a very interesting study. Sir Francis Hutcheson out of Scotland. I think Edinburgh, someplace like that, went to school. Anyway, the idea here is that they needed to have people to provide the labor to run the machines, to run the Industrial Revolution. And they basically just cleared out the Scottish Highlands and drove all of the people off of their lands, knocked down their houses, knocked over their stone fences. People had been living there for a long time, and drove them in herds like cattle and sheep down out of the Highlands, down into the factory towns and into Manchester, England, and then becomes also known as New Lanark. Lanark and New Lanark, Manchester, Liverpool area, that area, all right? And so then they set up the first, this is Robert Owen, he really had the first, one of the first factory towns. Now, that goes back all the way to the time of the feudal time period, the feudalism, where you had the lord of the manor, you know, and then you had the little church, got to have that, you know, and then you had the three-field system arrayed around the manor, and everybody lived on this, basically a plantation, a feudal lordship. For their entire life, generation after generation. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years. You talk about the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, all right, as the Oriental despotisms, that would be your Christianity, was spread to the West. It just came over like a fog over the people, and everybody went to sleep. Not the churches. The churches kept going, but they wouldn't talk, you know, share all the information that they had in the past. Who alone would know what they have in the catacombs beneath the Vatican, in the Vatican Library, and places like that? Who knows? You'll find the same thing under probably in the tombs under Oxford Christ Church and in the Smithsonian Institute and other places, and in the Israel's Museum, the Rockefeller stuff over there. It's all on a need-to-know basis. But anyway, the idea is that with Owen, he created this more modern Industrial Revolution factory town. And his son transported that idea over here, and they set up a shop. They set up a community. They bought it. I think they bought New Harmony. We might be mistaken. New Harmony. And the people that lived in New Harmony went to New Freedom, or vice versa. Either way, you can look it up on the browser or in an encyclopedia. New Harmony, New Freedom, Robert Owen, and the Owenites. That didn't work out. It was a socialist system. It didn't work out over here. But they brought a whole bunch of people with them over here that then stayed on. They split up and they went all over the place. And so this socialist poison started spreading in with this at that time period. Then there's the Oneida community and others that have continued to today. You can still buy cutlery even under that label at Walmart if you go in and look. And Oneida is a silver plate, all right? Stainless steel now, mostly. But the idea there is that they needed people. They needed bodies. And they hauled the bodies, like, unbelievably, from not only England and Ireland and Wales, but also from places in Western Europe to the Americas, and peopled out all of these factories as these trusts then started to grow. And this Gustavus Meyer's History of the Great American Fortunes picks it up on this side of the Great Puddle, all right, and goes through it. And we'll come back into it in a little bit more. But again, just out of what I was sharing, these great magnates lie in ambush under the trusts. These men made such much noise in the financial world. They were the financial world. They set up the banks in New York, the New York State banks and that. And they dashed around with prodigious belief in their invincibility. Man, they were like 10 feet tall and bulletproof. All right? And they had the cover from the very beginning. They didn't have to wait for Rockefeller and the Council on Foreign Relations to hide this. This is why Gustavus Myers wrote this book, to show that there was another side of our history that had not been covered in the media and was not being covered in the schools. Right? This is something that we can do and we are doing on the internet. We have become muckrakers, a society of muckrakers connected electronically. And things move much faster. Gustavus Myers had to travel around with his hat in his hand trying to find somebody to publish his writings. This work was completely suppressed up until, you know, it was finally accepted in one house and put out limitedly. But they were vaunted as great financiers, doubtless inflated by their own success. They esteemed themselves so and judged themselves fully able to cope with the great magnates. In the meantime, the Morgan and Rockefeller group was carefully observing their operations and awaiting the right ripe time when they could be crushed at one blow. The Standard Oil Company wanted those copper mines, and the steamship company, organized by Morse, was considered a competitive menace to the railroad lines controlled by the Morgan and the Rockefeller interests. Senator La Follette's account of the events that followed was accurate as to the facts. In his speech in the United States Senate, he gave this narrative, and we don't have time. We have less than a minute. So we'll pick up with this Senate report tomorrow. But I think the truth has always been much more interesting to me than fiction. And as far as fictional accounts are concerned, they can be interesting. They can sometimes be revealing. Sometimes you can be prescient in a fictional story. Sometimes when there's missing links in the chain of history, you can write a fictional account and paint them in with your airbrush. Unfortunately, too often we have so much of our history given us to us by airbrush rather than by archaeological discovery and things like that. But as Dave pointed out, we've come to a point, we've come to the crossroads here. And if we don't make a substantial change, not just in the United States, and certainly not to give any credence to the transhumanists and, you know, the Barbara Marx Hubbards of the world, but if we don't make a substantial change in the way that we're living on this planet in a New York minute, making that change we really needed to make 10 years ago or earlier, then we're coming to the point with this GIS, GPS, global governance system where they got little spy robot planes now that they guess are going to send around and look in your windows. If we don't make a change pretty soon, folks, the net's going to be drawn right down over the top of us, and we might be wearing these shackles for centuries to come. Folks, that's the end of the broadcast for today. I'll be back tomorrow.
Taking
and until the next
back,
time, good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae,
Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.